Pussy, 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 pussy.
And suck on my penis.
It's electric.
Would you get ham?
No, I asked for bacon, but...
You got ham?
The guy's got a little bit of a salsa vibe. Just using innuendo to describe a Hispanic person.
He was
person.
Too merengue for the to give you bacon. Adam, where's that half-eaten taco you're trying to hide from me? I saw it back there.
I finished it.
You fucking piece of shit.
I didn't try to hide it.
Yes, you did.
It's a classic Adam move, getting a single breakfast taco and taking the entire day to eat it.
It is
true. I got the last one, they said.
Last taco?
Yeah, they got them delivered. Honestly, they're not very good.
Adam walks in. The guy's like, "This is a Jewish guy I told you about."
Yeah. He's like, I had Chinese food.
He's like, "This is the last one." And I was like, "Yes." The deal of the day.
I will say I'm not mad you did get me an iced coffee. It would have been nice to be asked if I wanted the taco.
I have Chinese food in the fridge.
What kind of Chinese?
It's from that fucking... Honestly, they only take... like 15 minutes, that's why I got it. But
what do you mean?
Is this a place you said you wanted to kill yourself at?
No. There is a Chinese place that I think if I'm ready to kill myself,
you're going to kill yourself there.
I'm going to go there for my last meal.
Really?
It's the saddest looking restaurant in the world.
Where?
It was around the corner from my old place. It was called Hing's Quok.
Hing's Quok.
Yeah,
sick,
and it was just
name.
Covered in like dust and like, you know, like bullet holes.
Oh, I remember that place. Yeah, the whole, it was like the same color as like a Pizza Hut cup.
That's a cool vibe.
Like it really looks like the saddest, like New York City Chinese.
Now you said
bulletproof
same,
glass kind of place.
It's the same color, but did it have? Was it like see through? Was it like plastic glass? The Pizza Hut cup was classy, dude.
Maybe I'm thinking of a CC's pizza cup. You know, like the cafeteria style. You go to like a diner in the middle of the country.
Yeah,
and they hand you a cup, and it's like this is from like a retarded school.
Well, Pizza Hut was like that, but it was red instead of just white.
Yeah. Well, red or yellow, I remember.
I swear it was red, but who knows?
They have both.
Maybe it's the fucking Mandolo effect.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'll tell you, I can find out because I got a Pizza Hut on Marcus.
I need to check out Pizza Hut because I had a big debate with Foley and Kevin, the Are You Garbage fellas, about Pizza Hut versus Domino's.
Yeah, I know. We covered this, but for the sake of...
filling up an hour?
Yes.
What'd they say?
Let's revisit.
It was kind of a modern day
from the top, just
Lincoln
in case people
Douglas.
Aren't familiar.
Well,
You Garbage? It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Hosted by David H. Foley.
David H. Foley and Marcus F. Kevin.
Marcus, yeah. Marcus F. Kevin's a good name.
David H. Foley and Marcus F. Kevin, the Are You Garbage fellas.
I consider myself an auteur of books.
Marcus Kevin?
Marcus F. Kevin.
Marcus F. Kevin. Kevin. And don't forget the F.
Yeah, F makes him an auteur of books.
Anyway, I guess Pizza Hut has taken a turn. Now they deep fry their wings. They call it themselves. The Wing Street is a part of their brand.
Yeah, they have a
So I have
brand.
To check it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I'll probably I might do that this weekend in Philadelphia. I don't know yet. Or might be just get fucking
Yeah, all the other pizza wing, places, they just send those wings through the fucking oven.
Despicable and disgusting.
I remember.
There's nothing worse than an oven-baked wing.
Back in the day, pizza
was especially the pizza place.
This is my little secret when I worked at Papa John's.
Okay.
So all the way the wings were, you either get barbecue wings, hot wings, you know, whatever kind of wing you get. The bare wings go through the oven. When they come out hot, you put the sauce on. But if you put hot sauce on the wings before they go through the oven, the hot sauce, like, you know, gets, like, super crispy.
I love that.
It's like a spicy salt.
And there's a breading or there's no breading?
I think, yeah, there's, like, you know, I mean, they're like a bag of wings you get at the...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know enough
about... disgusting.
I don't know enough about food to tell you whether they're breaded or not. I think they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate a fucking oven-baked pizza wing. Some oven-baked wings can be good if you're doing it on purpose. I've myself made some nice... oven-baked wings.
Oh, so you hate them unless you do it special.
Yeah, it takes love, care, and dedication.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing about the fryer.
I don't know if you know this, but that's what went into every pizza at Papa John's. They made sure that
you
the corporate
the
guys would come by and they say, we want to put like care and like you're making this for your family.
Wow.
You
know?
Mm-hmm. You guys want to do that? I'm like, yeah, can we get health insurance? They're like, no chance.
Yeah, can I fucking have some fucking, can I get PTO? They're like, no. Yeah.
No, there's not, but you want.
We have to pay off another John Schlatter victim.
Yeah. The customers are. My favorite thing about working at a pizza restaurant is when they tell you like, if somebody comes in and tries to rob the place, just give them the money. It's like, yeah, of course.
Of course. You think I was going to try and save you $42
for Papa John's? Never. In fact, everyone that comes in, I just check. I said, if you want to rob the place, let me know.
By the way,
hand over the cash.
Yeah.
To protect, I won't even call the police because that's, you know, but if you have a hostage at home.
Yep.
And you theoretically, I don't know that. You're not saying any of that, but I got to just to be safe.
What if you kidnap one of our delivery drivers and you're going to fuck his ass if I call the police?
What if I gave you the home address of the guy that owns the franchise? You can take all the money out of the register.
What if I told you where his wife does yoga?
I could tell you where his daughter goes to school, and then you can kidnap her.
You cannot suck it. It's my penis.
Don't be a hero, guys.
Don't be a fucking hero. Mm-hmm. If somebody tries to rob the podcast, I'm going to let them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If somebody comes in here.
No, I would die for you guys.
Yeah.
I would go down in a blaze of glory.
If someone breaks into Adam's home and tries to get this SD card,
yeah,
I would fucking kill myself. Instead of let him fucking take it.
No, I would. I have a fail-safe system.
You do?
Yeah. If bad guys ever come in,
what is it?
I tell them that I'm also a bad guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Too bad there's only another bad guy with a gun.
Too bad it's another bad guy.
And by the way, I'm gay and I'm horny.
And by the way,
and I'm a bad gay guys. Horny guy.
I'm a bad man.
The only thing that stops a fat guy with a gun is a food guy.
A food guy?
With a gun.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. With a blunt?
With a blunt.
With, is there a food that rhymes with gunt?
Bunt cake.
A bunt. Yeah, the only thing that stops a fat guy with a gunt is a different guy with a gunt, with a bunt.
With a bunt.
You cannot suck it.
It's my penis.
It's too tiny to find. It's too tiny, 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 tiny. I wanna see my dick and balls.
Damn. I've been trying to. Sometimes I have to like reset with coffee because I'll like just be drinking it all day long.
Yep.
And then fucking up my sleep. My sleep hasn't been good. So I cut it out. Just stayed on aspirin for a couple days.
Stayed on aspirin.
You did.
To deal with the headache. And it's like, so I haven't had any caffeine for 3 days. And it is wild how like 99% of like stress and anxiety is just too much caffeine. It's like I feel fine.
Yeah. I'm fucking running on fucking fumes.
Yeah.
Stop. Dude, that's disgusting.
Stop it.
Chill out.
Fucking
dude.
Stop.
Chill.
I'm what allergic. Happened? I'm allergic to bullshit.
Sorry.
What, you think Nick was lying?
No, he got a text from his girlfriend that said, I love you.
Oh, she said your dick is normal sized.
Yeah.
It's not small.
It's small.
I just found something out, dude.
What's wrong?
She fucks every black guy.
All of them?
Even the serious? Yeah, the Urkel types, too.
That's crazy. Every style of black not guy.
Even, wait, even the worst of all, the upper middle class black guy from the Midwest who moved here to be angry.
Seriously?
The very worst.
Especially those.
The very worst kind.
She even fucks those style black guys?
Yeah. Every single time.
Wow. Yeah. What about like, let's see. Let's go through the
top. I can only really
guys.
Think of two. It's
what?
Cool guy and nerd.
Cool guy and katana. Mm-hmm.
The Sonic and Shadow.
What about Eddie Murphy? Did she fuck Eddie Murphy?
I guess he used to be a cool guy, and then I guess he's now
cool.
Mentally ill.
Is he?
Yeah,
Adam,
I think so.
Where are those Tate's cookies that I've been hearing about?
We
what
might
do
have
you
some.
Been hearing about
oh, them? We do have these other cookies that are keto.
Thank God, dude.
Let's like, try them out. Let's
go
try
grab
them.
The cookies.
Get the cookies. It's cookies. It's the cookie trying
go
corner.
Go get the cookies. Okay, fuck it. You know what I? You know what I love about Eddie Murphy is that he took a principled stand and he wouldn't make fun of Bill Cosby after it was revealed he was a rapist on SNL.
That's awesome.
And his thought process was, you don't kick a man when he's down. oh, shit. Oh, who's getting a call?
Who's calling?
Who's calling?
Who is it? Are these for the dog?
These look like dog treats, Adam, you motherfucker.
They look like dog treats, but they're from Costco.
Are they ginger snaps?
No, no, they're little mini chocolate chips. They're by that company, okay. HU. You know, they make good
chocolate. No free reads.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
It's by who?
Who made them? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. They're actually not as bad as they look. But,
they're pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're from Costco. They're no free
like
reads.
Molasses. It's probably one of those things where they're like sweetened with agave or natural molasses.
They got a lot of fiber in them.
I think, I don't know.
If they're keto, then they don't have fiber.
I don't know what they are.
I'm saying these by the handful.
Yeah. These are is fucking Cookie Crisp.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
You have any milk?
Yeah.
Just pour some milk in there.
I have oat milk. You want me to put them in the...
Yeah, pour some milk. Put them in a bowl. And give
yeah,
me a
but
spoon.
Let's pour the Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk into this.
Oh, that's a good idea.
No, don't do it, actually. Because I can't eat cereal.
It's 100% pure, Jesse.
I've made the ultimate snack.
That's Walter White coming out with fucking Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk and the dog biscuits.
You know,
in the lab.
My hard dick, consigliere Ben O'Brien. He said that he made the observation. Maybe he wasn't making this observation. Maybe I just hadn't heard it. But that Breaking Bad is a huge show for the bald community.
Oh yeah,
because pretty much everyone that matters is bald.
Yeah,
yeah. Mike.
Mike.
Walter
Hank.
White. Hank.
Hank.
The retarded kid.
Yep.
He's not bald yet, but in the future.
He's going to be bald.
In the flash forward.
Yeah. Walt Jr. Flynn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Flynn.
Flynn.
My name is Flynn.
He changes his name to Flynn?
Yeah, sign of disrespect to his father. Yeah. Mm.
I got to say, that's a sexy guy with whatever he's got.
Yeah, yeah.
What's he got going on?
He has like modeling pics. Yeah, he has like modeling pics where he's wearing like Affliction T-shirts.
Dude,
and stuff.
I would love.
You know what I didn't understand?
How would you
about
love
that
to suck that big cock while he's in a walker?
If you've heard that,
I would
guy,
adore that. That'd just be wonderful.
He's got real little tennis balls at the bottom.
The real actor, you know, he has cerebral palsy, but you listen to him talk and he's not like fucked up like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they shot the show and they're like,
Retarded up?
Yeah, let's put a little stink on
can
it.
Can you put a little fucking extra? You know what? And he was just happy to have the job.
I mean, it's wild. Can you imagine doing that with like an Asian American actor?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Black people, Asian, everyone complains where they want. Like if you go in to read for something, they're like, could you do it blacker?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Flynn was like, I'll do it more retarded.
Yeah.
You know, because like the disabled don't
Flynn
have.
Flynn made a choice.
The disabled don't have advocacy on that level.
That's true.
You know? You think he was doing the hand thing with the limp wrist? A classic. Remember that?
Oh, for sure.
We would bang it against your chest.
Yeah, Carlos Mencia took that to the top.
He
ran with that one all the way down the field.
The classic.
Yeah, dude, that was a punt return. You thought he might get 5-10 yards.
No.
He took it to the house. He took the retarded chest banging.
He was the Devin Hester of retard hands.
Who was the guy before him on the Chiefs?
Who used to just take it back every
time?
He
did the X thing. Now we're just remembering.
Remembering.
He was so good. What the fuck was his name, dude?
I remember Devin Hester on the
Bears. Devin
Hester
was fucking unbelievable.
He was nasty.
From the U.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate that you guys moved the cookies over there, by the way.
There you go.
Let me get a couple. You can take them back.
No, I don't want to take them back. I want them all over the place.
Don't worry. For dessert, we have Tate's, too.
Yeah. Well, you can't. Oh, you got Tiger Bomb here. Which is for your anus.
No, that would burn. Yeah. That would feel
that's probably what it's for.
After
probably for
a
your
romantic evening with the dog, she gets her cookies.
Put one of these cookies in your ass. In the hole. But on the outside, it's Tiger Balm.
Yeah.
No. Yes. What but my fuck? Friend my friend did tell me my friend did tell me a secret he does.
Your friend.
No, Pinkerton told me. Your He's like, friend. When I'm watching a movie and I'm falling asleep, he puts Tiger Balm up his nose to stay awake for the rest of the movie.
That's a real
Oh, yeah,
file.
He puts Tiger Balm up his nose.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, I mean, that's, yes, yeah, that's probably.
Get these away from me. I'm done with the cookies now.
Okay, take them away. Nick, move them to my side of the table.
Take them away. Excuse me?
For Stav's sake, not for mine.
Don't ever
They're
use
far
it.
Enough away from
don't
me.
Don't ever Are use sure? that tone with me.
I don't want to see you reach again, Stav. I'm going to keep you honest. I don't want to see you reach
Adam
for those
had
cookies.
1 week of the Adam Friedland show, and now he's bossing people around.
It's true.
Acting like the belle of the ball.
By the way, Adam, if you ever want to buy me out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, together we have 50% of the podcast.
That's true.
So if you want to do a power struggle against Nick, you want to buy my share out, I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I'm a.
If you want to buy my share out too, you can do that as well.
I'm gonna.
I'm dead serious about letting you just do the Adam Friedland show.
I'm gonna put on my my.
Did we get to the end of the year?
Barbara Streisand in Prince of Tides therapist costume. My power suit. My 1980s woman power suit.
She we
get
to the end of the year. Prince of Tides a movie?
Yeah, it's Prince of Tides.
Yeah, it's worth. She's Nick Nolte's therapist.
Well,
yeah.
Barbara Walters in a movie.
Barbara Streisand.
Oh, Streisand.
She plays the Jewish therapist in New York. Nick Nolte's sister has killed herself, so he has to go to New York to get her stuff.
Mm.
And they're from like a Southern family, and he meets the therapist, and she's like, "What the hell is your problem?" And he's like, "Oh, I got
fucked in my ass by jailbirds."
I think that's what it ended up.
Did
being,
he actually
right?
get raped?
Yeah, yeah
he's
it was
like,
that he got raped.
I got fucked in my ass by jailbirds, and now I love you.
Yeah.
I'm going to teach your son how to play football because he's a little fag. He's a little spoiled.
Oh, she's
rich
got a
fag.
Son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who has a bad attitude. He's like, the only this kid's problem is he doesn't play football.
He hasn't gotten raped yet.
Yeah. And then he like takes the son to Central Park and then like kisses him and tackles him. He's like, this is how you be a man, you little fucking faggot. And then she's like, tell
like
me more.
Movie.
Yeah, tell me more.
She
about
directed it, Barbara.
Wow, yeah. Babs.
Yeah.
You think, did she suck Nolte off with that big old schnoz?
She used to get piped down by
she
a lot
a
of
She had a nice roster, yeah. She was letting that pussy fly. It probably wasn't shaved, right? We're talking the 70s?
We're talking the 70s.
She probably had that pussy hairy.
Just curly hair down to here with like an offset beret on top.
Damn, she was married to Elliot Gould. Yeah,
that's a nice piece of ass right there.
1963 to 71, he was a good looking man.
That's a good good Elliot
James
Gould.
James Brolin, she's still married to. That's a good looking man too.
Oh, really? She's Brolin's stepmother?
Yeah, she's getting all that AA MCO money.
Remember when his daughter worked
at
the stand?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He would come to the stand.
That was cool. I would see him all the time. He'd be like, what's up, dude?
He'd be like, Nick. Nick.
He's like, you're doing a spot now? I'm like, nah, they never let me up.
He's like, please.
Yeah.
And then he talked to the owners. You did an hour for him.
Mm-hmm.
He was clapping like a seal you just fed a fish to.
And he's like, come over to my table. I want to talk about Sicario with you. I want to answer all your questions about Sicario.
Yeah, that was fucking sick.
Yeah, those are the good old days.
I've never had like a famous person in the crowd because that will happen randomly.
Mm-hmm. Never
Mike Tyson
to
came to the stand like a month ago.
Oh, no. I missed Stamos.
Mm-hmm.
That broke my heart.
Where was that?
In the stand.
Mm-hmm. Did you do that bit about raping Robin Givens, or did you cut that out of your act?
No, I did it.
You did it?
Yeah.
Right in the man's face.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was like, who is this about? He's like, come over here. I want to talk about Sicario with you.
Have you seen Day of the Soldado with Fellon? The first one was way better.
Fuck. I thought I was going to burp, but...
Yeah?
I didn't have to, it turns out. Day of the Soledad was not very good.
I didn't see that. Is it the
it
same?
Wasn't good.
Yeah, we did that whole episode on the guy that wrote all those.
Yeah.
Taylor Sheridan.
What did I just watch for the first time?
Did you see Hustle yet?
I haven't. I started
Oh, my God.
It's awesome. I started it.
It's so us, dude. It's so us.
That's what Sam told me, too.
Wow.
It's true.
Wow.
It's on Netflix only, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
Danny
so cool.
Deeks. Danny Deeks did the music for it. Shout out, B-More. Even though he wasn't born there, but, you know, he makes his home there now.
I watched Montana Story.
Was that Montana Fishburne's story? Is that where she was getting her fucking pussy plowed by
a plastic surgeon's being like, there's nothing we can do. She's just going to look like Lawrence forever.
She's going to look like Lawrence with big ass titties.
Yeah, and this is going to lead her into pornography.
She did have a weird, like, marks on her ass. You guys watched that, of course, I'm assuming.
I didn't pay attention to the marks on her
Carl
ass.
Carl marks, maybe.
I wasn't like, I'm going to need to pick this ass out on the lineup.
Dude, you can't help it. She's getting fucked from the back. What, are you not going to look at her ass? Mm-hmm. What do you look at when a guy fucks a woman from the back? His balls?
His balls.
My own penis.
You're looking at your own cock?
Yeah.
So what, do you put this porn on for sound?
Yeah.
No, he puts in earplugs,
I'm like the Ray Charles of beating off. I just put my sunglasses on. And I just sing
sway back and forth.
I get that big smile on my head. Georgia, well, beating off.
So the porn is more of a metronome for you.
Yeah, kind
of. You hear the slaps,
the rhythms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I remember being really stoked to watch Montana Fishburne get fucked by, I believe, Brian Pumper. I don't recall off the top of my head, but I believe it was Brian Pumper who pumped her.
What a comedy legend.
Yosemite and Fishburne.
Yeah. I hope she's doing okay. She had aspirations to use pornography to break into the mainstream acting world.
Yeah, not her father's connections.
Yeah.
No, no one wanted to work with him.
It's fun. I'm pretty sure he's not in the new Matrix only because he said transphobic stuff.
That makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Kind of racist of them to not.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Hey, look,
that's too fun Pokemon cards to play against each other.
Here's the thing. It's like, you don't like. Because here's the thing. So whatever. He said maybe said something transphobic, but twice now they've cast black people as people that we already know are characters in the movie and be like, nobody's going to know the difference.
What was the second time?
They did it with the Oracle. They were like, just get some other black bitch.
But isn't that part of it with the Oracle?
They're all the same. Mm-hmm. They're all the same.
I thought that was part of it.
No.
Yeah, it was Candace Owens.
No, it's racism. They did an Aunt Viv on...
I really did. Well, that's the thing, though. They didn't Aunt Viv her. She was, if they picked a light-skinned second Oracle, that's an Aunt Viv situation.
Well, they did. They were both light-skinned.
No, they looked exactly the same.
No, but the first Aunt Viv was dark-skinned.
They did not look exactly the same. They look wildly different.
I was high as fuck when I watched those for the second, recently, so I don't remember. But I didn't understand why fucking Lawrence Fishburne wasn't there. That didn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah,
I have no idea. I made it up in my head.
That movie was really good.
The new Morpheus.
Really, really good.
I might have to rewatch it because I remember being pissed.
No, it was not good.
No,
I
said it made you sad.
It made me sad because I wanted it to be good and it just fucking just let me down.
No, I had no expectations.
Yeah, I told you what I did. I got so high that following the basic plot felt like I was like deciphering,
decoding the Matrix.
Yeah, I was like, "Whoa,
you're hacking!"
I was
the
like,
movie.
"Well, I think Keanu's in the Matrix again." That's what I was saying that I was watching,
which is something you could tell from the trailer.
I didn't watch the trailer. I thought, I was like so fucking high. I was hanging with my boy Pete. He smoked a little joint too.
Shut up, Pete.
He doesn't usually smoke. He was high as shit, and I was like, and he was like, "Whoa, really?" And it was it's awesome.
When they were making the humans just fly off the roofs as bombs, human bombs.
That felt like when you put the cheat codes on Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, it did feel like that.
And you know what? I if I remember correctly.
But the rest of it was sucked.
Keanu's bitch saves him at the end. And that's what I'm looking for. I need a woman to just grab me by the scruff of my neck, fly away from the agents.
Uh-huh.
And then suck me on the fucking balls.
Neither of you saw Top Gun yet or no?
Not yet.
No. I just want to talk about it.
I've been busy, dude. We've been busy working.
I've been busy, too.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Getting a dress shopping.
For what occasion?
For my daughter, actually.
Oh, you have a daughter?
I've never brought her up on the show.
How old are you right now?
46.
So,
yeah.
I say you say
it
that.
Is funny
you
that,
I adopted.
Like you say that like it's like a pathetic age to be, as if 35 is not almost as bad.
Hey, we got a little.
That's not as bad.
It's not 35.
46 is tough.
46 is rough.
That's 46 is the end of middle age. 35 is the beginning.
Beginnings are better than
46. You're fucking old.
I adopted because I wanted to be a mother, but I didn't let my wife have custody, even though we're married. Mm. So she's just my daughter.
I see.
So I get to make all the fashion
choices.
You get
to make all the decisions.
Yeah. I get to teach her my own ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
Pretty cool.
It is funny that you could have had a kid when you were like 20 and it would be 14 right now.
So funny. That's an adult.
It's crazy because there's guys that do that, and then they're like the night manager at a gas station.
Yeah.
You know?
I respect that.
And you can just, like, there's people that just figure that life out.
No, having a child as a teen is the fucking cheat
code. Or they just go away. They leave forever.
What do you mean?
They just abandon the child.
I don't think people really do that.
Yeah, they definitely do.
I think that's a myth.
People do it.
I think that's a...
That's an anti-man thing?
That's a... Yeah, some shit that women made up.
That actually... Yeah. Now, you know what? Now I'm actually believing you again, Nick.
Yeah.
That is what women made up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's your candle? For the boys?
For the boys.
Hey, look
for the boys.
No, that makes the bitches go wild.
Really?
When your dog shits in the house, it really makes the bitches go wild. I don't know if you guys could tell, but there's no rug in this room.
Oh, yeah. That's true. The rug is gone. Well,
your dog had diarrhea.
My dog had diarrhea. Yeah.
Ew, what do you feed that bitch?
But guess what? When your friend has diarrhea at your house, it's just, you know, it's no big deal, really.
I'm glad the dog that he's talking about when he shit his pants at my house.
I shit myself at Nick's house. It's just,
I'm glad
it's
the dog
no
did
big,
that.
It's NBD. You're supposed to show empathy.
That's
actually.
So funny, dude. That still is hilarious.
I pet my dog.
I did show empathy by fucking asking you to leave. And
no, you asked me to take a shower.
I felt empathy.
You asked me to take a shower, and you asked me to keep the curtains, the shower curtain open.
I felt empathy for my chair.
Yep.
I have empathy for my stuff that was ruined by
that's
you.
True. I could see Nick. That was the only time I've seen Nick cry.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
I said, this could have been a chair. And this could have been a chair.
It was your Oscar Schindler moment.
Mm-hmm.
Does Oscar Schindler ever get pussy in the Schindler's List?
That's the whole reason he does it.
That's why he does it.
Really?
Yeah.
In the beginning, the Nazis are like, if you have a factory, you're going to get pussy. He's like, I've got a new plan. I know what I'm going to do for the war.
You think he ever, somebody might have been, I'm not saying he did it to take advantage of the people he saved, but if somebody saved me from the Holocaust, I would consider sucking his dick.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think he ever accepted any sexual favors from any women that he saved? Or was it only men in the factory? I don't remember.
No, I think it was all fucking hot girls.
Hot fucking, just fucking
hot Jewish girls.
With,
you know,
yeah. Fat tits.
What's kind of funny about,
titties just filled with matzah.
Indiana Jones,
mm-hmm.
is that he does nothing about the Holocaust. He's just trying to, like, make sure that the Nazis have a worse museum.
No, they could have used the magic for the Holocaust. He stops them from using the magic.
Oh, they were going to do a turbo Holocaust.
Yeah, they would have been able to kill way more.
Wow.
Yeah.
Honestly, I didn't watch Indiana Jones when I was a kid, and I just tried to watch them as an adult, and I don't
like
them.
It doesn't work. You got to see it as a kid.
You
got to
see it as a kid.
Because I do that as an adult all the time. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get into Indiana Jones. And I'll watch 5 minutes of the first one, and it's like, you know what I'm nostalgic for? Lego Indiana Jones on fucking the Xbox, which came free with Xbox. But it's like in the twilight of my weed smoking days when I was 20 years old,
mm-hmm.
just getting high as fuck at my call center job and being confused by Lego Indiana Jones,
playing the
which
game,
is a
that's,
game that's like a plus four. Yeah.
It's impossible to lose.
Yeah. It's
awesome.
Babies can win it. Yeah. Yeah. Wait, Lego Star Wars rocked too.
Lego Star Wars is the one I played, the Jar Jar Binks one.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good man.
Hard R Binks.
I watched Seven for the first time.
Really? I'm surprised you hadn't seen that before.
Sick, dude.
The movie's awesome.
That movie was so fucking awesome.
What's in the box?
Nice penis. Show me your penis.
That's what's in the box, right? Is
this, it's his hard cock that he got chopped off with.
The killer's penis.
The killer's penis is in the box.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy how old that movie is. It felt fucking like...
Was it 1999?
I don't know.
97?
I feel like it was... Yeah, maybe even 95?
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that, though.
It's like, it's a good movie, and everything good came out in 1999.
What else did?
Matrix?
Yeah, true. Matrix.
No, I feel like it's earlier than The Matrix.
Punch Drunk Love. No, wait, no. Maybe that was 2002. It's, you know, it's a huge year. Being John Malkovich. We've done this.
Sucking John's Malkovich.
Everybody's done the 1999 movie list.
I don't think everybody has.
Yeah, every podcast.
Every podcast has.
I don't think that's true.
It's true.
Okay. Well, let's do a different
year. Remember that Facebook page with the Indian guy named Weed and Boys? You ever see that?
Weed and Boys?
Weed them Boys.
Oh, no, I've never seen it.
It's an Indian guy. His name is...
Oh, his name is Vidim?
Yeah, it's W-I-D-I-M. His last name is Boys. And it's real. That's my favorite part about that, is it's real.
Fuck, dude. I'm fucking sleepy, dude.
Yeah, I'm sleepy, too.
I'm doing okay. Sorry.
What were you up to this weekend, Adam?
My friend got married.
Did you go buck wild at the wedding?
Yeah, the horror was pretty epic.
The what?
The horror.
Is that what it's the Jewish after party's called?
That's the part where you give the Jewish money a gift.
No.
You have to give up the money. It's called the horror.
The horror. The horror.
Remember when Adam went to his friend's wedding and didn't bring a gift because he considered flying to the wedding?
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious.
I just didn't have the money for a gift.
Oh, okay. Don't go. We've discussed this.
Well, guess what? I shouldn't have gone because I haven't seen that person since the wedding.
Exactly. I fucked up in so many ways.
No, I didn't fuck it up because of the gift. I just did it because I was like, I'm not going to be friends if I don't go to this wedding. And we're not friends anyway, so I shouldn't have gone.
Did you eat the dinner?
No.
Don't lie.
I didn't eat.
You definitely did.
Yeah. No, I didn't even sit in my seat.
Yeah, sure.
What'd you do?
I stood.
You stood the whole time?
The whole time.
Did you have any
drinks? Especially during... You know what was so funny about that wedding? Was that it was right before the 2016 election. And they were like... The mom was like this fucking like... Just, you know, like that type of Jewish bitch,
yeah,
you know?
Course. And she was like, and next week... When we elect the first female president of the United States.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
In the wedding
and
speech?
Forever, that's going
to
be a part
I would love to.
From their fucking wedding.
Just run up and slam a cream pie in that lady's face.
It was like so, you know exactly what she looks like.
If you could go back in time,
yeah.
What you should do is go back in time to put a cream pie in her face and be like, Trump won, bitch.
It's so funny, A, that I didn't bring a gift, but B, that Trump won.
Yeah.
I guess that double ruined the wedding for them. They didn't get my $50 in cash that I would
$50, come on.
I didn't have very much money.
Buy something off the registry.
Do you think we're even going to have an election in 2024?
What do you mean? That's what they said last time.
No, Hunter's going to be appointed. I'm sorry. Is it Hunter? Or is that the dead one?
Bo is the dead one.
Yeah.
The dog. Yeah, they're gonna appoint Hunter.
Yeah, no. Well, Bo is like they're like, what if his name was Joe? Also, what if his, Joe Biden, Bo
Jiden.
Oh,
hey, Bo.
I thought it'd be cool if I had kids to name them Jaden and Willow.
I'm gonna name. Yeah, I named my daughter Blue Ivy.
Dude, Blue Ivy's a fucking, like, she's grown up. It was fucked up.
She was at the game.
She was at the
last
game,
night,
and I was like, what the hell is this?
She looked like an adult.
I hate my mortality.
Is Jaden Smith all right?
What do you mean?
He's doing okay.
What's he doing now?
He does, like, creative directing for New Balance.
Yeah.
That's his thing.
I think he has some kind of water charity. He would just do music every once in a while.
They raised him all right. He
What's
got
up,
to fuck adults when he was 13. He's
Did
one
he?
Of those kids. I would imagine.
What's up, pup? I heard you shit all over the floor.
Yeah, what's up? You shit on the floor?
Oh. What's up?
Do it.
What's up? Make noise.
Make noise. Be on the podcast.
Be on the podcast.
She wants to pee. She's smelling Stav's balls right now.
This is a dog podcast now.
She just smiled really, really, really big because she smelled my balls.
Yeah, she's looking cute.
What's up?
What's up? Oh, Stav, I have a t-shirt for you.
Oh, hell yeah. I can't wait to do some viral marketing for you.
Dude, well, we are out of all the Bush t-shirts at this point except for a couple smalls.
Nice.
I think we're pretty low on the other ones. I had a dream about t-shirts. It's been a big week, guys.
Wow. Looks great.
Did you sort all that PayPal nightmare out?
No. We're going to have to do it like manually. It's going to be annoying.
Yeah.
PayPal, terrible company. Wish I was on the new right and I had Peter Thiel's number.
Welcome.
You can make a couple calls.
To the biz.
I wish I knew someone that...
You can send a couple texts. We could get that meeting set up.
Are they really getting Peter Thiel money?
Who?
You know who.
Oh, them's? No, I don't think they are. But I know that there was that film festival that was getting Peter Thiel's number. Yeah, where that guy died.
We gotta figure out how to get Peter.
Didn't
Thiel
we
money.
Do this last time? Who didn't gives, we say?
Who gives?
Didn't we say we'll pretend he's straight or whatever?
Yeah, we'll pretend you're straight. Guess what, Thiel? You're straight now,
dude.
The last 6 months of this show, we'll push any message you want on some of the most mentally unstable people in the
country. That's so true. We will.
You don't understand. This you is want a prime it? Listen, real estate for people.
Do you want to advertise? AR-15s, we're your guys.
Dude,
let's sell the fuck out.
Let's sell some body armor.
Give us $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
We have an audience of 500,000 listeners a fucking episode.
Mm-hmm.
$1 million is nothing.
Nothing.
For 6 months.
That's $2 a person.
Yeah. That you'll never get a deal like that in your life, Mr. Thiel. We're begging you, pay us to say racist, pro-gun, libertarian things.
Yeah,
please.
We will drop the irony.
I'm dying out here. Please,
Mr. Thiel. Please,
we need your business. We're Italian American family from Queens. We work hard. We work. Our whole family works
hard. Our whole family is Elvis impersonators.
And we're all Elvis.
I miss it.
That needs to be the last guest on the show.
Yeah. Boz Lerman.
Gene, dude.
Dude, the posters for that new
Gene
Elvis
Gene
movie.
The Nasty Hole.
Mm-hmm. I can't say.
That new Elvis movie looks so fucking
it looks
bad.
So it looks so bad. Fucking awesome. There's some fuck that guy's eyes, the fake Elvis. Yeah. Something's off with his eyes.
Well, what the? What is the?
And
point
then
of
Tom
the
Hanks is weird. Like he's got like, that fat
if,
suit on.
What if Elvis gave a shit about civil rights for 5 minutes?
I don't think that's the movie.
Is that what it's about?
The movie's about. Isn't it Tom Hanks' character like steals money from him?
I think that's part of it. Yeah.
Oh, the Colonel.
Yeah. Is that who he is? Is he the Colonel?
It's Colonel Sanders was put out Elvis actually.
Did I would like to see old Elvis? Has there ever been a movie where he's fat as shit?
He never got old.
Well, you know what
I
mean.
He died way young.
But
he also really didn't get that fat.
He got pretty fat.
Not.
He was doing a lot of pills.
He got kind of chubby, but he was never like fucking, by today's standards.
Well, you got to look at the era, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By today's standards, no one in the 70s was fat.
Exactly. Yeah.
John Belushi, the comically fat man.
It's insane.
I would kill for his body.
He's just got like wide jaw.
He's literally wearing like a size large t-shirt.
Yeah, right.
He's just like
yeah, Belushi wasn't fat at all.
Yeah. What was Elvis into sexually? Do we know? Or Elvis?
Elvis?
Not Elvis.
Well, how about we start on Elvis?
With Elvis? I think he just likes to get his dick sucked. He's pretty straightforward.
Boz Lerman
Elvis. I want to get my dick sucked.
I want to get my dick sucked.
Boz Lerman Elvis movie would be perfect.
I would love that. A highly stylized.
Yeah.
Elvis, it starts with him. He's in Albania. He's a fucking baby. They sneak over to Greece. He gets baptized.
He's Greek Orthodox?
He's Orthodox.
He's Orthodox.
He's not he's not one of those Muslim style albos.
Yeah.
Dude,
I went to an Orthodox funeral recently.
Mm-hmm.
My friend died a couple of weeks ago. It was really sad. But his family was Armenian Orthodox.
Mm-hmm.
And like the priest was hammered.
Really?
And yeah, and he did not do enough research before the 45-minute eulogy, which he was just trying to like bail himself out of. And it rocked, dude.
Yeah,
it
was so Orthodox funny. Priests go off.
He was like, if you have to tell stories about him, like if you go fishing, maybe, and he jump off the boat. He said, I don't know. Maybe if this happened, I don't know.
He's just throwing out possible memories. That fucking rocks.
He said, I don't know. Maybe if this happened.
Maybe he's at party, he puts lampshade on head.
They did that when my grandma died, too.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a Chinese, it was like a Vietnamese Catholic. And he's like, everybody love her.
That's so fucking sick, dude. Yeah.
No, that whole funeral was hilarious.
Dude, yeah, and he was like
my uncle went up and he's like describing my grandma and it's just like he's like, this was a woman who took every other step off the cellar stairs to use in the furnace when they didn't have money for coal in the winter. My dad like is like, what the fuck? He's lying. He's like, this is insane. Like, this is something he reads in a book.
Yeah.
That fucking
Orthodox
rocks, dude.
It was my first time in an Orthodox church. They fucking ruled, dude.
How was the incense?
Dude,
nice
mad
in
incense. And then he was like, I wish I wear my white cape.
You got a lanyard for the air bar?
Yeah, so you can wear it around your neck like you're a divorced kid.
Wait, did they give this to you?
Yeah, it's a special edition, actually.
What's the air bar?
Air bar is the vape.
Oh,
the vape sensation that's killing most of America without them realizing it. Dude, I really think, because I was on vapes heavy for 6 months, and it like really fucked me up.
Yeah, they're not good for you.
They're bad, horrible.
I can't imagine. I do it in bed. It's really disgusting. Anyway,
what do the guys think?
The guys in bed?
Yeah.
They're like,
do they cough?
They're like, Adam, it's pathetic you doing this. They're older gay guys, like the generation where they talk like Jewish women.
Right, of course.
Before they start talking like Valley girls.
Yep.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So they just talk like an older type of Jewish woman, and now the younger ones talk like a different type of Jewish woman.
Jewish women aren't Valley girls.
Yeah, they are. What are you talking about?
I don't
for
know.
Sure.
Yeah.
They're also annoying.
They could be. Yeah, they could be. It's kind of a set subset kind of thing.
There's certainly Jewish Valley girls, I suppose, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. There certainly are.
Anyway.
I fuck black guys.
Okay.
I fuck black guys.
Why are you doing an impression of yourself?
No, I didn't say that. That's the Jewish.
That's what
Valley
you sound
girl.
Like.
Yeah.
You sound like that all the time. That was indistinguishable from your normal
I don't
speaking
sound like
voice.
That. I don't sound like that.
Anyway,
what were we talking about?
He wished he was wearing his white cape.
Today I wish I wear my white cape, but as you can see, I wear my black cape today.
Dude, the incense, the fucking icons.
Dude, it rocked, yeah.
The vibes in an Orthodox church are good.
Yeah, in the middle of the eulogy, he's like, he's struggling. He's like, you know, I have a friend who died once.
Oh, my God. That's like, awesome.
And he talked about his friend who died.
I love it, dude. They freestyle everything.
Yeah, he was just really...
I remember I was at a
baptism. He was letting it rip.
I was at a baptism, and this fucking... We had a fucking dumbass priest. They gave us... growing up, our priest was, like, too nice of a guy, and everyone, like, just shit on him for being a bitch.
Yeah.
And I liked him. He was a cool guy. I remember one time he gave a speech about a like youth group where he was like showing us songs that should help our faith, and he played like 4 Evanescence songs in a row. It's just
is
like
that
a
really?
A 50-year-old fat Greek man who just loved Evanescence. Yeah. That was him trying to connect to the youth. Anyway, he had enough of, you know, he had enough of the mouthy Greek town Greek, so he went to the county, and they gave us a priest from he was from Pittsburgh, okay?
Wow.
They gave us a fucking Steeler fan priest.
Oh, no.
So that's strike fucking one. Also, he was like a real fucking fire and brimstone. Like, he was talking about going to hell constantly.
Yeah.
He was talking about, like, if you have premarital sex, you're going to hell. If you're gay, he was super anti-gay. Like, yeah. Just like, come on, man. Like,
Yeah.
Just don't. We know where the church stands, but we're no one here is homophobic. Like, I mean, some people are, but we don't fucking care about that kind of shit. And I remember we checked out of church when that guy came, me and my brothers. And this guy, we were at a baptism, and he starts talking about, like, I don't remember what the fuck he was talking about, but me and my brother were trolling him from the pew, and we were just, like, laughing at whatever he was saying. And then he looked at us, and he was like, and, you know, some people think they know everything. He's in the middle of his, like, talking about this baby, right? And how great it is for baptism. He sees me and my brother laughing at him. And he's like, yeah, some people think they know everything. Some people don't even come to church anymore. He's just sub-tweeting us the thing. And then he's like, and a lot of people think you could just show up for a baptism and you're going to heaven. And then he's like, starts talking. Basically, he's saying, like, not just us, but everyone in this church is going to hell in the middle of this baptism. He's like, they think they know everything. But unless you pray and you're baptized in the Orthodox Church and you come every weekend. So then it's just like, so what, every American person
here?
Is
that how it works in the Orthodox Church?
No, not at all. You just have to say, forget. Listen.
Yeah, you have to repent. That's it. You go to heaven.
The biggest loophole is just at your deathbed.
You have to get baptized and then you repent.
Your deathbed, yeah. You repent, you're good, brother.
Yeah.
But anyway, he was just like, we got him to just fucking say everyone.
That's why you
got
to make sure you don't die getting your dick sucked by a 17-year-old prostitute.
Yeah. That's true. You got to make sure they're of age and you got to make sure they're ordained.
And they got to be, you got to be married to them.
True.
That's why I keep a little ring anytime I'm getting my dick sucked, just in case. If I feel the ticker go, I'm like, put it on real quick.
Put it on. I love you.
You're my wife.
Put it on real quick.
Wife.
I'm sorry, sorry. I love you. And I'm just nut. You know. just directly to heaven.
And then you have to scoop it into her pussy, though, because it's got to be for...
Yeah, spit it out.
You're just not allowed to spill it. As long as it goes into the bitch... Trust me, I've checked in.
Okay,
on,
oh, you it's got to be consumed by the bitch.
I'm walking into heaven, like just blown right past, like a child in a wheelchair.
Push him over.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. Out of the way, retard. I did it right.
I finessed it. Mm-hmm. I played it on both sides. I got my dick sucked, and I'm here. Mm-hmm. Unlike you. Dying early of an incurable disease.
Yeah, but being rude to your mom when she forgot your switch in the car one time and not saying sorry before your machine stopped. Before the playing God machines that were keeping you alive stopped working.
I want to suck
when's the last time you did confession?
Oh, my God. I don't know. When I was fucking 13.
Is it like Catholic? You go in a closet?
Nah, you're face-to-face with
the man. A little phone.
Oh, you're staring at the wizard.
You're staring at him.
You're looking at the wizard dead in the eyes.
The last time I did confession, I think I was in, like, church camp. It was called CYC.
C-K-Y?
Huh?
Yeah.
It sucked. And the whole cabin, I think I was 14 or 15, and the whole cabin, no, I must have been younger.
Didn't that guy message you?
13. One of the guys from CKY, yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that's what started off the cool Adam thing.
Oh, really?
But I was telling you guys that.
Oh, you were bragging about it.
Yeah.
You're bragging about a minor celebrity in your DMs.
A minor celebrity, a guy who met Bam one time. No.
I mean, shout out to him, but you are.
How's Bam Margera doing? Is he all right now?
That's a great question. I think we literally ruined his life.
Yeah,
there was there was something about the negative energy of the psychic negative energy.
I shouldn't have asked him if he was voting for Bernie.
What did he say?
He's like, I don't know about politics. I don't know nothing about politics.
Tell me any capital, though. I can tell you where it is.
And he was just instantly wrong.
Yeah,
but he was fast.
Egypt.
I respect that.
Egypt, Siam. Next one.
Yeah, my wife's China. Got like 8 pussy rings.
Africa City.
When Vinny said
Dallas, Africa
has bad piercings, and it was like 5 piercings.
Yeah.
You got to get Vinny.
We do have to get Vinny.
Meeting Vinny. That whole day was amazing.
That was the best day of my life.
That was the best day of my life. Vinny walking up wearing a Thrasher hoodie and Thrasher hat.
Yeah. That was without a doubt the best day of the podcast.
I was
meeting Bam, meeting Vinny, meeting Gene.
I couldn't even like
driving the Yonkers.
I couldn't even process what was happening. The setting,
I know.
The, like Vinny, this guys. Old Italian guy. Bam Margera is like he's on life support basically.
Yeah,
some
was way up with him.
I'm like, this is fucking insane.
He's on TMZ the next night,
dude. Yeah
just having beating, a full public meltdown.
Beating that guy in the lobby of the West Side Comedy Club, which is just the basement of a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah,
good club though,
dude. Fucking that day's amazing. Yeah, and when Gene's like talking about how great the club is, and then we end recording, he's like, "Guys, I'm dying here. This place is going under.
My
it's
brother,
going under fast.
My brother stole $25,000. We got a black night. We got black comedy night.
Disco night. We do everything. We do disco. We do black comedy. We do black comedy.
No, he said black night. He said like.
I thought he said black.
Yeah,
comedy.
I was like, we were like, what's black night? He's like, you know, like black comedy.
Oh, okay.
Like
The phrase black comedy is good enough for me. God damn! Shout out to fucking Gene.
Yeah.
What do people like? They like three things. They like their New York.
We had everything they wanted.
They're
from
like
New
Italian.
York. We're Italian and
we're Elvis.
New York fans, Italian fans, and Elvis fans.
New York fans.
Italian fans is the best one.
Italian fans. Yeah, I'm not
I'm
a
fan of the Italian race. fuck.
So
I think he ended up starting a podcast with his friend.
Shit, dude. What the fuck?
Gene?
We got to
Vinny like, had it. Vinny started a podcast.
Yeah, he called it Scumtown.
A Cumtown themed podcast.
Just goddamn.
He literally, I believe, DM'd me yesterday. He was like, when are you coming back to Florida? Vinny offering me bookings. He's like, dude, I got the best rooms in Florida and Michigan. It's like, what? What is it? Those are the two states you're active in?
He's an amazing discovery.
I like
guy.
That he rules, that he moved to Florida because, like, under the assumption he can't be extradited back to any other state for his multiple fraud.
Multiple scams.
Well, the funniest was, he put on that. He's like, we're putting months promoting the show at Castle Bam's, this big party.
The party, yeah. They're going to have a jacuzzi
like,
full of shit.
Collecting all of this money and tickets, and then it's like, oh, there's a permit problem with this town. They won't let us have the party, but we're going to get, you know what? We'll have one band play at a warehouse somewhere. And fucking
Bam will not be
Bam's
there.
Bam's not coming.
No. No. There will be nothing similar to what I was fucking marketing to you.
And then he took the money and went to Disney World.
Yeah. He was on the lamp. He was on the lamp.
Posted pictures of like a fitted Mickey Mouse cap.
One of the fucking best guys.
That's awesome, dude. That here.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I remember he did Funny Moms once, and his wife came with him. I was very surprised he was married.
Oh yeah, is he married?
Yeah, I think he was married.
Hell yeah.
Ba-da-da-bum.
Suck on my dick. Suck my fucking dick and balls and fuck on my penis.
I sucked the penis for $50. Now I feel fucking gay.
Fuck. I might have a hot shit in the chamber. I can't tell.
Yeah.
I've really been straining while I'm shitting because my diet is so bad.
You gotta be careful with that, dude. That's
I how, might die. That's Isn't that how Elvis literally died?
Yeah.
And honestly, my ass hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've discussed this. This might be hemorrhoids, right? If you're really straining and your ass hurts.
I honestly have no idea what hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids is like a polyp on your ass, right? Or it's like a.
But doesn't that shit hurt?
It's like a wound on your ass.
Am I dying?
No, I don't think you can die from hemorrhoids. I just think it's incredibly
the
uncomfortable.
The thing about dying is the doctors will tell you you're fine, you're fine, you're fine. And then one day you'll go and they'll be like, everything's fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be pretty gay. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's how they do it.
Yeah.
They don't treat people.
Let's fucking kill the doctors.
Mm-hmm. That's what that one guy in Tulsa did.
Who?
I don't know. Didn't some guy go into a hospital when they are 15 and kill a doctor because
his
back hurt after getting back
He did
surgery?
A bad surgery. Yeah. It's so funny we just forget about the executions that people do. If you only had a couple bodies, it's like, who cares?
Yeah.
With two and under, doesn't even count.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there was like two mall shootings the other day, and it's like nobody... If you're going to the mall still... Sorry, but you deserve to get
No way, dude.
I like to go to the mall back. Now it's come around again.
No, the mall is cool. I want to go to that mall in Jersey that's got like three, like six.
They told me they don't want you to come.
No, that's not true. The American Dream.
They said no Adams.
They have indoor skiing.
Yeah.
It seems tight.
I love a mall.
They have a SpongeBob SquarePants like water park.
I actually did go to the mall in Raleigh.
Oh, yeah?
How was it?
Raleigh got a good mall.
You went to Zoomies?
It is a nice mall. Yeah, no, I went to Foot Locker and got a t-shirt.
Wow. That's awesome, dude.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, let's see. What did I do in in Rhode Island? I walked around Brown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We went to me and Shane went to RISD. We snuck in.
They're right next to each other.
I walked around RISD as well.
Yeah.
Show there with Brandon Wardell once at Brown. And
he bombed, right?
People got really mad at him.
Brandon seems to bomb a lot.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Adam's going to get some texts.
No, I brought it up before, but he did that joke about the Kendall Jenner Pepsi ad, and he's like, wouldn't it be better if they just did it with Caitlyn Jenner? And people, I think in those days, that was a
taboo subject.
You couldn't go there. You know, with the fucking PC police on our
college
campuses.
Dude, don't even get me fucking started. I won't even do no fucking colleges no more.
I won't do it anymore either.
I won't do one unless I'm asked.
Because I've been asked not to.
Is Brandon old yet? He's old.
He's about to be 30.
He's like 30, yeah.
Yeah,
that's going to be a sweet day when Brandon turns 30 and it's like, the jig is up, my friend.
Yeah. You're a man.
Yeah.
You're an old man.
You didn't plan, so you gotta.
We should have a birthday party and an end of career party for Brandon on the day he turns 30.
You got to make sure to wear yourself the fuck out by the time you're 28.
He was just playing a teenager in the Joe Coy
Honestly,
movie.
He looks like a teenager.
I'm hyped for him on that Joe Coy movie.
Is it out?
I don't know, but I saw the trailer and it was very.
I'm trying to watch that shit. Dude.
I'm trying to watch that shit.
I definitely want to watch it.
Dude, yeah. I think Brandon's line in the trailer is like, I've never seen this many Filipinos in one room.
Joe Coy doing Filipino fucking
movies.
Dude,
he's the biggest comedian in America.
Yeah. He plays fucking arenas.
He plays like the Forum and like, the Staples Center.
Yeah, he was in Raleigh. I saw his tour bus in Raleigh while I was there.
Oh, you should. Yeah.
And also, Doobie Brothers with Michael McDonald.
Wow.
So, you had to go up against that?
I had to go up against
Fuck,
that.
Dude.
God damn it, dude.
Somebody was what in town nightmare. When I was in Portland. I don't remember who it was. Some kind of musician, but I forget.
Yeah, Charlie Goodnight's was fun, but they're bulldozing that building, and I want to be on record to say that that place is haunted.
Really?
Confirmed by
They're
me.
Bulldozing it?
Yeah, they're demolishing it. Raleigh's like, they're doing an Austin thing there. Really.
Oh, interesting.
Where they destroy the entire city and make it a bunch of shitty apartments.
Shitty glass and metal buildings.
Shitty apartments for people that work at, like, Calendly.
What the fuck? Hello.
You ever get an invitation to that? That's going to be the worst named.
Is it a calendar app, I'm guessing?
It's the thing to schedule meetings with, like, dickheads who, like, you know.
Like, it's Google fucking calendar, basically.
You know how, like, you know how you do that? You, like, you do something, like, you know, either stand-up or fucking a shitty podcast. And then, for whatever reason, the retarded thing you do makes money. So you got to, like, interact with people who have just a job.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, we'd love to talk to you about so-and-so. Let's schedule a meeting on Calendly. And it's like, why don't you just tell me what time you want to talk on the phone?
Yeah. All right.
Why don't I not download this faggot fucking app? And you can just call me now. In fact, because we're already speaking.
We're talking right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Setting meetings fucking stinks.
It's stupid, dude. It's so stupid.
Should I nap through the next one?
The age of
Adam sure.
did last time.
I know, I'm just jealous.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, it was a good bit, right? I did it for a bit.
It was pretty funny to just be like, well, he'll be here in like a couple
minutes. He's coming
right
back.
We're gonna get the phone out and we're gonna play a couple. We should
do a listen along to Gene DiNapoli's podcast.
Oh, we should.
I think it's only on Facebook Live. I don't think you figured out how to push it to like various podcasting apps.
Fuck.
That's
awesome.
Gene DiNapoli.
I think we can figure it out.
I think he's pretty active on Facebook.
Is he?
I think that's his platform.
Damn, I forgot how good he looks.
He looks great.
He's an actor and producer. I know him for Almost Elvis, The King and I. All these Elvis movies.
The King and I?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's about Elvis.
it's not the
musical?
The one with the Chinese prince.
Where Yul Brynner plays the King of Siam?
Yeah. Where is Siam?
Oh, he's in
Vietnam?
He's in a lot of movies. He's in something called Pumpkin Hole that's coming out this year.
That looks good.
If I ever need an Elvis impersonator, I'm calling Gene DiNapoli.
And Bully the Rico Story, The Mongoose, Conjuring the Devil.
Conjuring the Devil?
Yeah, he plays Detective Swanson.
Oh, Swanson.
He said he was going to be on Sopranos, right? He was close?
I don't think he said that.
I guess not.
I think he just dreamed that.
Oh, this is his website, Mr. Entertainment.
Come so.
Yeah, this movie Conjuring the Devil that uses the same font as The Conjuring.
I love that, dude. Yeah. There's this movie, I don't remember what it is on HBO Max, but it's just same font as Casino, mm-hmm. and it's just like an off-brand.
Winner of the,
they all looked exactly the same, but they're just shittier versions of them.
Winner of the 2016 Rhode Island Elvis competition.
Wow, I was just
winner of the 2016 Dewey Beach Non-Pro Division Elvis Festival.
Non-Pro Division. The Dewey Beach.
Wow, look at his shirt, dude. This shirt rocks, actually.
Yeah, he's in this movie called called Bronx Paradise. And when you scroll down to the cast, it says top cast. Shalin Agarwal is deli worker.
Wait, he has an interview with Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, that's awesome. How much time we got
left?
Dude,
I'm buying
on this
a shirt right now. You got to look at this shirt.
We're done, actually.
We're done. So let's just.